Hello, everyone. Well, sad times for everyone today. Well, I've got a brief statement here. I'll read out and then I'll talk about income management. On behalf of the fellow applicants, I am making a brief statement in relation to the court findings. The case was an attempt to try and give Aboriginal people affected by government policies an opportunity to take part in their decision making. This is our right under the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, which this government base they finally support. Life is getting harder for our people. We are still being stigmatised and demonised. The underlying issues are not being addressed. The government needs to work with Aboriginal people and not decide them, and not dictate them. Our people have to address the issues and work in partnership. The government needs to pay the respect of listening to us. What we have been trying to fight for all along. Sorry, I can't read Danny's writing here, but yeah. But it's all about Aboriginal people working alongside the governments to actually address issues that affect them on the ground. And at the moment, with compulsory acquisition or the subleases, there is no work in partnership. You've heard me talk about the income management once before. It's harder for us in the Northern Territory, especially us Aboriginal people living in affected areas, and now it's going to be rolled out to all people on welfare payments. They won't find it harder, just like us. I reckon now all those non-Aboriginal people that have heard us speak about the income management system and the intervention here in the Northern Territory, they need to start standing up. We need to start getting the people power. Start supporting us. And by us working together and getting the support from one another, and I think that's what we need, is the people power, and it's the people power that will make change in this country. I'd like to mention February the 13th. There's been a lot of problems with logistics and fundraising on campaigning down to Canberra. This year we should make one big national day of action and tell it how it is. Especially with the stolen generation issues, the intervention issues and land issues. And remember, all those was, all those will be Aboriginal land. Stop the intervention, women rights for all.